Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. We've got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart.
A few things I want to get into here before we get into the news. It's kind of funny, actually. I got an email from our brother Peter. And this is what he says. I thought the new $600 stimulus amount odd until I realized that coupled with the $1,200 stimulus last year equals $600 plus $600 plus $600 or 666. Folks, they're giving you the finger. These people in Washington are so corrupt, all of them. Nobody's exempt. Some too. And when these leaders, so-called, don't obey any of the rules that they tell you to obey, what they're doing is also giving you the finger. And they're also telling you, we're the boss, you're the slaves, you do as you're told, we don't have to because we're the elite. How long are the American people going to bow the knee and kiss the boots of tyranny? That's the question I've had for a long, long time. What do you think, Larry? I don't know. Is there any answer to that?
Well, sad to say, Stuart, unless something changes or the Lord intervenes, it's looking more and more like the American people are going to have to eat a whole lot of communist dialogue.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. You know, we had the grand conjunction of Saturn and Jupiter. Saturn representing Satan, of course. Jupiter representing the man-child, or Jesus Christ. And you remember the star sign way back on 9/23/2017. And there are many people now jumping on the bandwagon saying that definitely was a sign of the Son of Man that Jesus spoke of in Matthew. Now, I don't know if that's right or not, but that's what some people are saying. It is interesting that the conception comet arrived in the womb of Virgo. The point of insemination occurred on November 17th, 2016. And then 297 days later, Jupiter crosses the womb delineation line of 42 weeks. The average length of a human gestation is 280 days, so two more weeks, actually, a delay. And it happens to be interesting that it's a number 14, actually, because you have 7 plus 7, actually also 7-11. Now, here's what gets interesting. The star sign agrees with most of the experts that Jesus was actually born in the fall, most likely on Rosh Hashanah, giving the star sign that fell on Rosh Hashanah 2017 exactly tends to confirm that this was, in fact, the sign of the Son of Man, a sign not really noticed by many except the remnant who were looking. Now, here's what's interesting. 1,290 days later, we come to Passover, fourth day of April, 2021. That is actually a 44. It's also a 4-11, or in reverse, an 11-4. Anyway, now, 4-11 is the date of the two comets. You may remember Hyakutake and Hale Bopp. Passed over the star of Algor, known as Satan's Head, forming a perfect cross in the heavens. Both comets were seen all over the world. They were very large and very bright. Hale Bopp finished the cross on exactly 4/11/1997. And in 2021, that would be 24 years ago. Will the church be taken on a resurrection day or first fruits, which is the Passover, the end of Passover is first fruits. It falls on 4/4/2021. Now, this is interesting. Meaning of 44. When Luke mentions the name Jesus for the 43rd time in verse 33, it's followed by the contention. When Jesus is mentioned for the 44th time in verse 36, Jesus was found alone because the divine decree had settled the issue forever. The number 44 is rooted in the number 4, which is the number of creation, particularly the earth. But the 4 is doubled, almost as if to illustrate to us the contention between two people who each have the desire to rule over or inherit the earth. Yet 44 is also a double 22, and the number 22 is the number of the sons of light. So the true chosen ones, 44, are closely linked to the sons of light. Now, this is where it gets interesting, because 4 + 4 = 8, a new beginning, resurrection, rebirth. So now, let's take a look at Obama briefly. What was he? He was the 44th president. He also would like to rule the world and inherit the earth. Isn't that interesting? Christ versus Antichrist, if Obama is the Antichrist. We don't know for sure. Many have been shown, however, that Obama really is the lawless one. Lucifer, the light bearer. Obama has said many times, the old ways do not work anymore. We have to leave the old ways and move into the new ways or the new age. On 4/4, we will also find Venus in conjunction with the seven sisters, the seven churches. That cluster looks a lot like where the seven churches of Revelation in Asia Minor actually fall. Go get a map and look at it. It's very uncanny how accurate that is. Revelation 2, unto the age of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. Isn't that interesting? And I don't want to read through the whole thing, but what's interesting is that Venus invades the seven sisters, and Venus, of course, Jesus was called the bright and morning star, a reference to the brightest heavenly star we have. And it's amazing how the seven sisters, without getting into a lot of detail, is most likely the churches. And here, Venus on 4/4 is right in the middle of the churches, just like it says in Revelation. So I'm not sure exactly what all that means, but I wanted to bring it to your attention because it's another heads up. And what's also interesting is the 4/11 date, which is a 44. Actually, 4 times 11 is 44, and 4/11 is when those two comets passed over, and it just seems to represent the finished work of Jesus on the cross, which would mean most likely that the church or the bride of Christ will be leaving. Anyway, it's very, very interesting, and what also is very interesting is from 4/4 to 4/11, is exactly 7 days. So is the 4/4 deal relating to Obama? Is that when Obama's going to surface? We are running into some very, very weird political events all over the world along with Ward, which is what I want to get Larry to get into, because he's really been monitoring a lot of this. But anyway, it's just very interesting. And also on 4-8, the moon will go through the Pleiades and the Seven Sisters. And there are those who claim that the moon actually represents the church, because Jesus would be the sun. And the moon, very interestingly, does not give off its own light. It gives off a reflection of the light of the sun. And, of course, the Christians are supposed to be giving off a reflection of the light of divine love of Jesus Christ. Anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting. And anyway, if you go into, I would advise people to look up the number 444, 444, and 4444, and just look up what you learned. It's a tremendous amount. And also remember that Babylon the Great, from Revelation 18, verse 6, reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works, in the cup which she has filled to her double. That's a 444. Judgment. I believe that the star sign we just saw on the 21st solstice was a warning right from God that we are walking into a most horrific period of time, and that very soon the church will be taken out, and I believe probably that happens when the arrival takes place. But I think we have to go through a major war, and Larry's got a lot of stuff on war. Evidently, stuff is really ramping up. Anyway, Larry, what's cooking over there in the Middle East and everywhere else?
Well, one of the things you were talking about, events that were moving so fast, and one of the political events that's very interesting happened today, because President Trump vetoed that massive bill that they were trying to rush through, just like they did Obamacare. And now McConnell's come out and said that next week the Republicans and the Democrats will override Trump's veto. So there's your, it continues.
Yes. We got some more, do we have any more news on the subs and everything going into by Iran? I know we have an American sub. I know we have an Iranian, not an Iranian sub, but an Israeli sub. And don't we have a carrier, either the Lincoln or Reagan or somebody over there now?
We've got one somewhere. I don't think they're advertising where it is, but they are advertising that the USS Georgia, which is a nuclear submarine with 158 or 9 cruise missiles on it, is now setting off the coast of Iran, and also with it is a Israeli cruise missile submarine that has the capability to fire nuclear weapons. So this is a never before happening. Never before has has two nuclear capable submarines, one Israeli and one U.S., set off the coast of Iran. So this is very telling. And of course they have missile ships with them also. I don't know which kinds, but they've got them with them. So I don't know where the carrier is, but we're kind of in unprecedented territory. This all began, you know, with the Iranian attack on the U.S. embassy in Baghdad. And remember, the evidence appeared to be Chinese and Iranian that had, you know, brought this about. So anyway, and one of the interesting things is, you were talking earlier, and let me throw this in there real quick, too, is a Koenig International News report I posted today said South Korea scrambles 19 warplanes as the Chinese and Russian aircraft enter South Korean air defense zones. So now you've got Russian And I'm not talking about a few. I think there were like 27 of those planes in a wave that was coming at South Korea. So what we're seeing, Stuart, is really interesting because really China and Russia are in position, if they want to begin their attacks on the U.S. and U.S. assets, because North Korea alone could take care of keeping South Korea busy. They could also keep Japan busy in a beginning of a war there. And at the same time, you've got Chinese and Russian forces also intimidating both of those countries. So we've also got Iran that could keep the Middle East busy. And of course, they could fire a lot of their missiles in the region. And it's kind of unprecedented, Stuart, that we're in such a time that America basically is defenseless. Our nuclear capabilities have been compromised with cyber attacks, and basically the American people are caught without any clothes on, it appears to me, but they don't seem to be worried too much about that.
Well, I think that's because they don't even know who America is. Folks, we are Babylon the Great. Doesn't matter whether people believe it, don't believe it, laugh at it, mock it. We are Babylon the Great. People need to wake up. The great city is New York City. It's not Rome. It's New York City. It's plain as day if you just study your scriptures. And what's very, very interesting is the demise of Babylon the Great. It's following exactly as the Bible says it will follow. One of the big reasons we are punished is apostasy away from the Lord's word. The vast majority of Americans could care less. They're too busy with their brats or their TV or their movies or whatever else they're doing. The Bible claims they are mad upon their idols. And we are attacked in a surprise attack of nuclear missiles that takes out I don't know how many of our cities. And that destroys us permanently. And there may also be a meteorite attack as well. We're not quite sure. And there are those who have studied the scriptures who claim that the Lord and his angels may very well come in here and attack in a kind of like an Independence Day attack. But America is going to be destroyed. It's all clear. It's very clear. There is no salvation for America. Donald Trump is not going to save America. The only person that can save America is Jesus Christ himself. And if America does not repent, there is no salvation of America or even an extension of time. Why should he extend the time? There's no repentance in the land. It's only getting worse and worse and worse. And I hate to bring that kind of news, but the reason why Jesus came here in the first place was to rescue us from a hideous, horrific fate after we die. And that's where the problem is. The problem's not here. We're all going to die. Everybody dies. It's what happens after we die that amounts to anything, because it's eternal. The human spirit is eternal, and it's going to go one place or it's going to go the other. And so anyway, America's in a lot of trouble. And I wanted to read something. Now, this is from Baba Vanga. She was a blind lady, and she died at 85 in 1996. But this is what she said about 2021. And some of it's good, actually. At the beginning of 21st century, humanity will get rid of cancer. That day will come when cancer will get tied with iron chains. But things don't look good for Donald Trump. As he leaves the White House, he will apparently be suffering from a mystery disease. She claimed 45th POTUS will become sick with a mysterious disease, and makes you wonder if it's not COVID or some strain that comes back and hits him, because we don't know what COVID-19 is. We don't know how it's been programmed. We don't know whether it's going to be delayed. In other words, you walk around with it for 6 months, and then, bam, it hits you. We don't know any about that. You can't believe anything the government is telling you. You can't believe anything Fauci is telling you. They're all liars. They're satanic liars. That's what the Bible calls them, so I have to call them that myself. If the Bible says they're satanic liars, then that's what they are. Anyway, it says the mysterious disease will leave him deaf and cause brain trauma. Now, he claims he got, I don't think he's been vaccinated, has he, Larry? I think he declined it. Smart, if he did. Have you heard?
I think Pence supposedly got vaccinated, but Trump said when he was directed to, he would. But, you know, he may, you know, time's so short, he may not be around to hang on to that.
Yeah, he... Well, there are some videos surfacing now of these so-called leaders and here and there and everywhere, doctors and whatnot. And you're seeing that it's a fake vaccination. In fact, one of them shows the needle and the syringe, I guess. It's empty. There's nothing in it. It's already been already closed. And then they put it in his arm closed. So, I mean, they're lying through their teeth. And the American people, evidently, are still under this witchcraft spell and just cannot wake up. So they're going to go under a horrific future. Anyway, she also said in 2021, the extremists will use an arsenal of chemical weapons against Europeans. She also said the world will suffer through a lot of cataclysms and great disasters. Well, we got Hawaii waking up. We've got other places. Deep volcanic activity is really starting to ramp up. And then she said something interesting because it probably goes along with the ascension and disappearance. The consciousness of people will change. And I read you, I think, on one of the last Night Shadows about that. Difficult times will come, and people will be divided by their faith. That's exactly what Jesus said. We are witnessing devastating events that will change the fate and destiny of humanity. And then she says something really weird. Petroleum will stop, and trains will fly by sunlight. Well, they are already working on sunlight and converting. I think they've got an aircraft they're experimenting with that runs totally by sunlight. Anyway, she says petroleum production is going to stop. And then here's something she says. The most bizarre prediction, however, is that 2021, a dragon will take over the planet. A strong dragon will seize humanity. Isn't that interesting? Because we already saw the star sign. And there appeared another wonder in the heavens. And behold, a great red dragon, having seven heads and ten horns, seven crowns upon his head. Now, if you go into the book of Daniel, you'll find this fourth beast that rises up and takes over the world. China. UN. Takes over the world. So from a perspective, probably China is that great dragon. But China isn't going to come forward like a great dragon. She's coming up through the United Nations. Anyway, very interesting. At verse 4 in Revelation 12, his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and it cast them to the earth. And a dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered for to devour her child as soon as it was born. Now, that's obviously a reference to Jesus Christ. But in the stars, you always have an earthly fulfillment as well. What else you got, Larry? I just thought that was kind of interesting.
Well, it is interesting. And you brought up the Kilauea volcano.
Yes.
And the big island of Hawaii, and more and more information seems to be coming out, but they're trying to keep that quiet. They're working hard that it's not really popping up on any news feeds.
Yeah. How bad is it? It looks to me, when you look at all those earthquakes and where they are, it looks to me like that flank is going to just fall off into the sea.
Well, I think there's been, that's one thing Standale was really concerned about. And, of course, he's concerned about the whole island system that he says is built on volcano caverns and cores.
Yeah. Yeah, Mount Rainier is the same, in the same way. A friend of mine who used to be, I think maybe still is a mountain climber, used to climb up Mount Rainier, which some experts claim is the most dangerous volcano we've got in the United States, of that type of volcano. Anyway, when they went up there and the weather turned bad, they'd just go inside the volcano itself and sleep in the lava tubes. He said the whole thing is rotten, and it could collapse at any time. So, anyway, what else you got? You got any good news?
Well, any good news? Yeah, something that I saw was really interesting, or I thought it was a warning that came out from, let me see if I can find it again here. I know we're running out of time. It's actually from Patrick Byrne, who's one of Trump's close advisors. And here's the report. It says, for the first time in my life, talking about Patrick Byrne, I feel sorry for Donald Trump. He's standing up to his waist in snakes as Trump insider issues this dire warning. The Trump insider, Patrick Byrne, warns of Trump's close advisors, says Trump should listen only to Sidney Powell and General Michael Flynn, and warns those in the White House close to Trump are sabotaging him right now. And I actually believe that. I believe exactly.
Yeah.
I believe we're watching that happen. And, you know, and I heard Sean Hannity talking about, in a way that I have never heard him talk on his radio show today, and he was talking about he would support Donald Trump when if Donald Trump ran in 2024, I believe it is, and that's kind of saying that he's not going to stay president, and that's odd for Sean Hannity to talk like that, but it seems, and in some of the dialogue, the description was that there's no part of our government that will even look into the voting process or that vote, that 2020 electoral vote that, like he said, who cares? Who cares?
Well, you know, we got that Oath Keepers ultimatum that they sent a letter to Trump saying, if you're not going to stand up and you're not going to protect the country, we're getting the guns out of the closet. This could turn really, really, really ugly in a hot war and a hot revolution. And there is the only way that this could all be cleaned out would be if a benevolent, and I use that term, dictator were to take over, clean out the swamp totally, and start afresh. But that's not going to happen according to the Bible prophecies. America has to go down, and, you know, the elite have wanted a revolution in this country for a long time so that they can bring in martial law. And like they said in the protocols, once we'll tell the people that we have an emergency, we have to go into martial law, and then we will lie to them and tell them that as soon as the emergency's over, we will then go back to our normal. They said, that's a lie. We're lying to the American people. We're never going to give them their freedoms back. Well, we lost our freedoms with COVID-19, right on schedule. Folks, we are looking at bad, bad times. Hate to tell you that on a Christmas Eve, but Jesus came into this planet to rescue people, and they're refusing everything he said to do, and very, very dangerous. I would advise people to read Matthew chapter 7, and especially from about verse 20 on, where Jesus rejects millions of Christians and sends them to eternal ruin. And he tells you why he does it right there. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And I'm not sure whether we're going to do one on Friday or not, depending on circumstances, but we'll certainly give you an alert if anything happens. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And take care, everyone. Heads up.